I'm Joe Gatto.
I'm Steve Byrne.
We are Two Cool Moms.
We certainly are.
And guess where we could find us now?
Oh, I don't know. The iHeart Podcast Network?
That's right. We're an official iHeart Podcast, and I'm super excited about it.
I am too. I thought Two Cool Moms was such a fun podcast, but now it's even more funner and cooler and heartier.
That's right. It's more iHeartier.
I knew it! Check your heart rate. We're here at iHeart.
Yeah, you can find us wherever you listen to your podcasts or on the iHeart Radio app.
Hey everyone, this is Jimmy O'Brien from John Boy Media. I want to quickly tell you about my podcast. It's called Jimmy's Three Things. Episodes come out every Tuesday, and for 30 minutes, I dive into three stories in Major League Baseball that I want to talk about, or I do a stat deep dive. Sometimes I create my own stats. It gets weird. It's now your go-to podcast for staying up to date and in the weeds with Major League Baseball. No topic is off limits or too small. Bad umpires, great pitcher-catcher duos, new rules, old rules, three things that I want to talk about. Listen to Jimmy's Three Things on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We think of Franklin as the doddering dude flying a kite in the rain.
Benjamin Franklin is our subject for a new season with Walter Isaacson.
He's the most successful self-made business person in America.
A printer, a scientist, founding father, but maybe not the guy we think we know.
Franklin casts his lot on the side of revolution, and it's another thing that splits the family apart.
Listen to On Benjamin Franklin with Walter Isaacson on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Michael Rappaport, and I have been professionally podcasting for 10 years. The podcast game has changed so much, and if you're looking for the most disruptive podcast in the world, then subscribe to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast today. We're talking sports, politics, pop culture, entertainment, and anything that catches my attention. Listen to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Thursday, and this is going to be a little bit different of a show. Allow me to explain. I have audio you probably haven't heard yet from the very own, from the Bronx's very own AOC. You're going to want to hang on for a minute, and I'm going to get to that. That's part of what makes tonight's shows different. Another part is this. Guests. You know I don't do a lot of guests. I don't do a lot of phone calls. I just happen to love the sound of my own voice. But we're doing something different tonight. About 30 minutes from now, we're bringing on somebody by the name of Terry Shappert. You may or may not know who that is. Allow me to explain. He is, you know what a Green Beret is, obviously. Everyone knows what a Green Beret is. The Special Forces guys, the Super Studs. He is, amongst the Green Beret community, a legend. In that community alone, he's a legend. He just is. He's known to be a stud. He was there forever, and he's retired. And now he does something that I think is so cool and important and valuable. I asked him if he would come on and tell us about it. And what he does is, he goes around the world, he's a diver, and he dives down and gets the remains of our guys who've died overseas in wars and brings them home. And he just got back from Saipan in the Pacific, where that terrible World War II battle was. He found a Hellcat, which was a plane they used back then, with someone's remains in it from World War II. And we're going to talk to him about this tonight, and it might be long. I'm telling you, it might be more than one segment. I'm going to let him say his piece. So that's coming up about a half hour from now. That'll be cool. We're going to make fun of CNN because it's officially gone. Going to give you an update on that dangerous kidnapping plot of Michigan's governor. CNN Plus, by the way. New York is worried about raising the COVID level. Joe Biden's an idiot, and Mike Tyson punched out somebody on a plane. Like I said, it's going to be a different, equally fun show tonight on the Jesse Kelly Show. But before we get to all that, and I know I should lead with the CNN Plus thing, because it is the big news of the day. CNN Plus, their digital service, it's officially gone. It lasted about a month. I'm not going there, because as entertaining as that's going to be when we get there,
there are bigger things happening right now. I know you look around and I know what you see. I know you see high gas prices, high food prices. I know you see boarded up shops. I know you hear scary things about inflation and interest rates and food supply problems. I understand that. I get it. But what I don't think a lot of people have accepted yet, and maybe this is you, I don't think a lot of people have accepted how much of this is intentional. I'm going to play a couple things for you here. This first one is Gina McCarthy. The second one is AOC. I want you to listen to these people, and I want you to think about those food prices you're paying, the gas prices you're paying. I want you to think about those empty shelves, and I don't want you to take my word for it. I want you to listen to what they're saying, what they feel comfortable saying in public, and I want you to finally understand the destruction is intentional. Here's Gina McCarthy.
President Biden remains absolutely committed to not...
One, Gina, turn off your cell phone before you go on an interview. No, that wasn't my cell phone, Chris. That was her cell phone. I just got accused. I'm offended, Chris. All right, Gina McCarthy. We're going to go back to Gina McCarthy, who's not only a psychopathic communist, she doesn't know to put her phone on vibrate.
President Biden remains absolutely committed.
Dang it, Gina.
To not moving forward with additional drilling on...
You heard what she just said. I'm going to let her finish. I, for once, am going to let her finish. I'm going to play the whole thing. President Biden is committed to not moving forward with more drilling. We have people paying $5, $6 a gallon in the country. Working people are being broken. There's no indication that's going to reverse itself. We're draining our strategic oil supply, and they're announcing there are no plans to get more American oil.
President Biden remains absolutely committed to not moving forward with additional drilling on public lands. And President Biden has already made historic progress on not just putting us back in a leadership position internationally, but on the domestic front. We are making an irreversible change towards clean energy.
I'm sorry, Chris, maybe my headphones aren't working here. Did she just say an irreversible change? I'll tell you what, hang on to that. This next one is long. You probably haven't heard it yet today, so buckle up. This is AOC. I want you to listen to this person, and I don't want you to dismiss her as some idiot congresswoman from the Bronx who can't do 2 plus 2. Yes, Chris, I know she is an idiot congresswoman from the Bronx who can't do 2 plus 2. She's also extremely influential. In case you forgot, the Democrats just had a major presidential primary, the one Joe Biden ended up winning. And in case you forgot, all the candidates in that primary came out publicly and supported something called the Green New Deal, a radical, radical, destructive energy policy, if you can even call it that. Where did that policy come from? It came from that idiot congresswoman in the Bronx. When AOC speaks, AOC's party moves. What this woman says matters. Pay very, very close attention and accept the destruction is real. Again, this is long. You need to hear it.
One, it's people taking advantage of the fact that gas prices going up. There's this like political phenomenon of people blaming the president on in terms of the price of gas instead of blaming the companies that are setting the price of gas. And that creates a window of opportunity for them to add pressure and to say...
Okay, first of all, Chris, don't chime in during the sound bites to complain about the sound quality. Yes, we can all hear she clearly is not... Chris is such a technical nerd. Oh, what was it, recorded in a potato? I understand. Okay, maybe she was outside, Chris. Anyway, she continues.
You know... Unleash it all, increase production and supply. And that's why it's really important that people are educated on the act, on how our energy can actually work. Because we've been tricked into believing that solar and wind and hydropower are gonna take like 30 years to build out. And it could not be further from the truth. You know, if you think about it in terms of your own home, the actual time, budget and the money aside, but let's say assuming you have the money, the amount of time it takes to install solar panels on your roof, not that long. not that long. So where we play a role is that we can make investments to reduce the cost of solar. In addition to that, we can also help subsidize technologies, because here's the thing, gas is subsidized, billions and billions of dollars. So subsidies are not a dirty word. People just only make them a dirty word when they're actually subsidizing renewable and clean energy.
Did you hear what she said? These people are not standing by watching the destruction of America's economy, watching the remaking of our energy sector. They're not standing by like you are, waiting for the horror to end and prices to go back down and things to normalize. I know that's what you're doing because that's what I'm doing. They are standing by and they're thrilled. Here's Bill Clinton. He gave a New York speech.
If you believe New York should have more jobs, if you believe that we should avoid the worst consequences of climate change, if you don't want to see the rising waters flood the south end of Manhattan, if you hate all these horrible things, do this. Give people the dignity of work. Create new businesses. Clean the air.
Clean the air? I'm going to move on because we have to make fun of CNN. We have to talk about Mike Tyson punching somebody out. Terry Shepard's going to talk about digging up the remains of one of our heroes. That's coming up a half hour from now. We're going to get to a bunch of emails tonight. We're going to have a blast. But I want you to finally accept it. I know it's hard for good people to accept this because you're good. It's hard for you to accept a basic fact, but until you accept it, you can never understand exactly what you're dealing with. The destruction is real. The destruction is real. And it's on purpose.
Of a cap and trade system, electricity rates would necessarily skyrocket.
They're saying it. The destruction you're seeing is not temporary. It is real, it is permanent, and they're thrilled about it. That is the level of evil we're dealing with. Keep that in mind the next time you have some weenie loser, pundit, or politician on the right tell you you need to be gentle with them because otherwise that's not who we are. That violates our principles. Your principles, my principles, they better be winning. Those are my principles. All right. We're going to have fun tonight. We're going to make fun of CNN next. We're going to talk about how people like, organizations like CNN, how have they changed the rules? They don't like that they've changed the rules, but they have. We'll talk about that in a second. Now let's talk about something that might make you uncomfortable. It is what it is. Your personal protection. I don't think I have to explain to you that it's a dangerous world out there. You pick up the New York Post in the morning. Does it look like a dangerous world out there? Get yourself a hero gun. Maybe you're saying, right, Jesse, I don't like guns. That's fine. Listen, it's a non-lethal gun. It shoots pepper balls 100 miles per hour. When they hit, it hurts. And that's the best part. Because after that, they explode. And they engulf whoever you hit with them in some chemical pepper cloud. It is the most debilitating thing around, much stronger than pepper spray. Anyone can use it. It's got a laser sight, doesn't require a concealed carry permit. It's only about the size of a cell phone. Get a hold of Hero right now at hero2020.com and use the code Jesse for a special discount. Get one for yourself, your wife, your husband, that daughter who's moving away. Walk down that sidewalk and know you can defend yourself. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. State restrictions may apply. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And we're going to move on. I'm not going to dwell on that, but just remember this. Just remember, these people... The destruction is intentional. It is real and it is intentional. All right. And don't forget, tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions in now, right now, to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We take the whole show, we answer your questions. One more thing on this. Listen to Elizabeth Warren. Listen, tell me if this person Tell me if she sounds sad about the inflation that's breaking you.
So we've got all these companies that are at record profits, and because of increased concentration, there's no way to compete those prices back down.
Right, right.
So you've got these multiple threads running through here. So my view on this, first, is it's not going to look like this in another 5 months. It will be different. Now, will it be enough? Will inflation be down? I can't make that prediction.
Sure, sure.
But we do know supply chain kinks are working their way out. We don't know what will happen with the pandemic. We do know people have their jobs.
Pay attention to this. This is the important part. Pay attention.
But what we need to be doing is we need to be talking about the good economic news that is in part tied to the challenges of inflation.
The good economic news that is tied to inflation? Tell me, Indian Elizabeth, what news is that? The good news for them is the destruction. All right? And remember, this is the human being at the top.
I'm Title 42, sir.
You can't hardly hear this woman, the reporter. She's asking him about Title 42, and that's what actually makes this. I'm going to start this over. She's asking him about Title 42. That's a border policy. Hey, you really going to take away Title 42? If they take it away, we'll get more illegal immigrants. That's really what you need to know about it. She asks him about the Title 42 border policy. I want you to listen to Joe Biden's answer.
On Title 42, sir, are you considering delaying lifting Title 42?
No, what I'm considering is continuing to hear from my first of all, there's going to be an appeal by the Justice Department. Because as a matter of principle, we want to be able to be in a position where if, in fact, it is strongly concluded by the scientists that we need Title 42, that we be able to do that. But there has been no decision on extending Title 42.
He turned around and answered the question about mask mandates. She didn't ask about that's the mask mandate for airlines. So he gets asked about a border policy and starts talking about masks. We're doing well. All right. CNN Plus. Let's address the big news of the day that we can all laugh and make fun of. CNN Plus, you know, that's the new digital streaming service of CNN. Everyone's doing this. Fox News did it with Fox Nation. The TV channel I'm on, the first TV, I'm on. I have a TV show every single night, 9 p.m. Eastern. That's CNN Plus. That's CNN. Hold on. That's not CNN Plus. It's a digital thing where you go download the app. It's free. You watch it at CNN Plus. It's a subscription model type thing. That's fine. Today, it was officially announced. Here's the headline. CNN Plus streaming service will shut down weeks after it's launched. Not repurposed. Not a change of direction. It will cease operations on April 30th. And maybe you're saying to yourself right now, you know, I don't like CNN, but that's sad, and I feel bad, and I wish this hadn't happened. Maybe that's what you're saying. If that's what you're saying, I just feel like it would be appropriate now to remind you what these people think about you.
You have swatting happening and Nazis walking around. It is a scary time.
He's been playing the racist card. He said, I'm a nationalist. David Duke comes out the next day saying, thank you so much.
We now know that we have in the White House someone who could lead the Ku Klux Klan in the United States of America, somebody who could be the leader of the neo-Nazi and publish just his words.
This is still a white supremacist house. You still have actual Nazis in the house.
This distraction and sleight of hand is basically what modern Republican politics is all about. I mean, it sure ain't about governing. It's about selling white grievance and rage, the same rage that produces attacks on Asian Americans and Jewish people and on our Capitol.
It is a party that it's what we read in the history books about Hitler.
It goes on for another 40 seconds. I'm not done yet. I want you, as you're sitting there wondering, should you feel bad about CNN Plus? I want you to remember what these people think about you, what they've said about you. Sit there and listen.
No difference from what Donald Trump is preaching from what Adolf Hitler preached in the early 30s.
And I feel very strongly that he is Mussolini, Putin,
is Hitler.
And I think the Republican Party is sort of this extremist, anti-science, nativist, you know, embracing white supremacist, insurrectionist party at this point.
The Republican Party can no longer say that they don't agree with the insurrectionists, with the bigots, with the racists, with the white supremacists, with the anti-Semites, because that's what they have clearly shown through their actions, especially over the last 5 years.
Now, do you feel bad? Just a little reminder. These are all the people who campaigned to have you fired if you didn't want to take a vaccine. Don't feel bad at all. All right. Remember, if you missed any part of the show, the whole thing's available on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Now, coming up next is going to be different. This is something very, very different than I do on the show. I just don't believe in having a lot of guests and a lot of phone calls, as you well know by now. And I definitely don't believe in having long-form guests. If I do have one, get in, get us updated on something, get out the door, right? So we can go back to doing our thing. Not now. Terry Shepard, former Green Beret, he goes overseas and he dives under the water and he digs up the remains with other people. He digs up the remains of our fallen warriors and brings them home. I want to know what that's like. I want to know how you find them. I want to know how he does it. I want to know who organizes this. I want to know who pays for it. I think this is something critical for this country. I believe this is important. And so I don't know how long he's going to take, but we're going to sit back and we're going to listen to, I mean, I'm not going to say this to him, an American hero. Tell us about bringing American heroes back home. Hang on. While you still can,
don't even try. Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. If you follow me on social media, you know I love to cook, or at least try, especially alongside some of my favorite chefs and foodies, like Benny Blanco, Jake Cohen, Lighty Hoik, Allison Roman, and of course, Ina Garten and Martha Stewart. So I started a free newsletter called Good Tastes that comes out every Thursday, and it's serving up recipes that will make your mouth water. Think a candied bacon Bloody Mary, tacos with cabbage slaw, curry cauliflower with almonds and mint, and cherry slab pie with vanilla ice cream to top it all off. I mean, yum, I'm getting hungry. But if you're not sold yet, we also have kitchen tips like a foolproof way to grill the perfect burger and must-have products like the best cast iron skillet to feel like a chef in your own kitchen. All you need to do is sign up at katiecouric.com/goodtaste. That's KATIECOURIC.com/goodtaste. I promise your taste buds will be happy you did.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
With the help of Stanford psychologist Jamil Zaki.
It's really tragic. If cynicism were a pill, it'd be a poison.
We'll see that our fellow humans, even those we disagree with, are more generous than we assume.
My assumption, my feeling, my hunch is that a lot of us are actually looking for a way to disagree and still be in relationships with each other.
All that on the Happiness Lab. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Michael Rappaport, and I have been professionally podcasting for 10 years. The podcast game has changed so much, and if you're looking for the most disruptive, most consistent podcast in the world, then subscribe to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast today. We're talking sports.
Steph, KD, Anthony Davis, and LeBron, they were better. And those teams pushed them to greatness. They brought the greatness out of them.
Politics.
These people are not your friends. They're looking for your vote. This is not a popularity personality contest. To me, it's a policy contest.
Pop culture, entertainment, and anything that catches my attention. New episodes come out twice a week and always pack a punch with over 1,100 episodes in the catalog. Listen to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, Jake Storielli here from John Boy Media. I want to tell you about my podcast, Wake and Jake. It's your go-to spot for anything and everything sports. Baseball, football, basketball, hockey, golf, college, whatever's hot in the street, we're talking about it on Wake and Jake. So if you're a diehard fan or looking for the latest buzz, we've got you covered. No matter your favorite sport, we're breaking it down with the passion that'll make you feel like you're in the stands with us. Plus, we've got a bunch of guests, Foolish Bailey, Jolly Olive, Chris Rose, and more. Mock drafts, rankings, whatever you want. It's the sports world, and come on and join our friends in the Wake and Jake family. You will not regret it. So, new episodes Monday and Wednesday. You can watch along on the Wake and Jake YouTube channel or listen to Wake and Jake on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and as promised, joining me now, host of Hollywood Weapons, retired Master Sergeant, Special Forces, Terry Shepard joins me, and normally, obviously, I would make fun of Terry for some made-up reason, but I sadly cannot do that now because he just got back from doing, like, the coolest thing I've ever heard of in my life. Terry, the radio show is officially yours. What'd you just get back from?
I'm sitting here laughing. I'm like, man, you're really slipping. Like, there's no mom jokes. There's no... It's okay. I will say this real quick. I'm not going to say exactly what you said, but I want your audience to know how much you care about me, because you saw what I was doing. You saw some pictures and you're like, man, I want to dunk on you, but you know, this is so cool. And then you texted me and said, hey man, when you get back and you finish cleaning the sand out of your, you know what, give me a call. I'll put you on the show. And I thought, that's my man, Jesse Kelly. So anyway, yeah, you are an awful person. Mm-hmm. Yes, but sir. I appreciate you having me on. Yeah. So I just got back from Saipan, I guess it's almost a couple weeks now. I was with Task Force Dagger. It's a special operations charity, but we help anybody who also got hurt, you know, or messed up, helping us downrange. So there's infantry guys and all sorts of other, you know, support people too that we do stuff for. And Task Force Dagger is a charity that we do a lot of stuff. We get guys to the Cleveland Clinic. We're involved with a lot of sort of new treatment modalities for all sorts of stuff, man. PTSD, toxic metals, whatever. And we also do a lot of other things. Every year we have an event down in Key West called Dagger Dive, where we get to use the Special Forces Combat Dive Pool. But we bring the service member, their wife, and their kids, and we teach all of them to dive together as a family, because if the dude's broken, good chance the family is. So that's always a really great event. And this last thing that I just got back from, it's sort of taken a life of its own, man. It's a remains recovery team. And, you know, we've got guys, he wasn't with us this time, but we've had double amputees. We've taught how to dive, and you put them in the water, and they're just different people. Everything changes. But we have taken a group of guys that we've taught to dive. I teach diving for them. We have a bunch of us that do this. A lot of guys already knew how to scuba dive, but some of them that didn't. And we combined with East Carolina's Maritime Archaeology Program. They have a really world-class program here in my state. And we have gone overseas, and what we're doing now is remains recovery projects. Several years ago, the first time we went to Saipan, which is where I just got back from. But we went to Saipan for the first time, and our goal there was to, first time we met East Carolina, it was funny. I got to tell you this too, because they were not used to the way we talk to each other. And I had to actually break this down, because there's like, you know, in our bunch, there's black guys, white guys, and we are just slamming each other. And I could see the looks of horror on some of the faces of these folks. And they're really good people. I'll tell you about them, because they're pretty great. But I actually had to stop in the middle. I said, guys, I think I need to clarify something. You know, you're an anthropologist. I was an anthropology guy before I went in the Army. You're sitting with a wholly different culture than you're used to. And this is the culture that I'm part of, right? Because it's the culture. And this is how we talk to each other. We talk to each other this way because we love each other. Mm-hmm. We've all been in combat. We've all done, you know, we've all faced a lot of terrible things. And we laugh about it because that's the way we are. So just get used to our culture. We'll try to be a little sensitive, which of course we weren't. But I will say archaeologists are a different bunch. You know, archaeologists, that's a legitimate science, because it's not a gender studies thing. You know, archaeologists go in the field and they have to do things that are quantifiable, measurable, things they hold in their hands. And it's a lot of field work, and they're used to roughing it and living grubby. And so we meshed great with these people. I mean, we just got that whole thing about, you know, academia and the military, never the twain shall meet. That's just not true. We have a great group, that we really work well together. But anyway, so several years ago, it was the first time we went to Saipan, and our goal there was to dive these targets that had been, they popped up on the side scan sonar and the magnetometer. So something's there underwater, like an anomaly, but you don't know what it is. You have to actually splash.
Hold on 1 second. 1 second, Terry. For those of us who don't speak nerd, what do those words mean? Magnetometer and what are you talking about?
It's flux capacitor. No. So side scan sonar is something that you move through the water, and it actually pushes, you know, sonar waves across the bottom, and it will bounce back, and it will kind of have this picture of like something looks weird on the bottom. And in a magnetometer, you go and that picks up metal. So what we were looking at in the bay, in the lagoon in Saipan, because it's quite shallow till it drops off into the abyss, we saw all these little dots, and it's like, okay, we have to look at these. And like, it could be a pile of junk. I mean, one time we dove on something and it was a refrigerator. It was just a pile of metal. Now, we still did metal detectors around there just to check. But the one time, and it was my buddy and I just happened to be the first guys, we're dropping down, and I tapped him on the shoulder and did the, you know, eye thing and pointed, and there's a 50 caliber machine gun on the bottom, you know, covered with coral and all corroded. I'm like, oh, boy. So then we did a pattern search, and then we were like, holy crap, that looks like a piece of a wing, and man, that's a piece of strut sticking up. There's actually a piece of tire that we were able to expose that once we cleaned it off, and actually you could read Goodyear tires on it. So we had that moment of that moment where you're like excited, you know, the diver in you, the explorer in you thinks, oh my gosh, we found a plane wreck. But then you realize, man, we lost one of our boys here. Mm-hmm. You know, this is where he died. And so that first year we basically, we dove some other sites as well to just check these things. But that was the one we photographed it, we mapped it, and we, you know, everything about that we saw, and we sent it to the government. DPAA, which is a forensic lab, a big unit in Hawaii. It's DPAA stands for Defense POW/MIA Accounting Agency, and they're the ones that go around all around the world trying to get recover servicemen remains. I didn't know this till a few years ago. There are only from World War II on, there is about 85,000 American bodies we never got, and about half of those were lost in the Indo-Pacific. So obviously, you know, if a ship goes down and, you know, over the Marianas Trench, we can't get them. But a lot of them are. So they're DPAA is the unit that sends teams to, like, I remember a few years ago, you probably read about it, they were dealing with North Korea, you know, repatriating American remains. We still send teams to Vietnam, and there's even ones in Europe. There were Task Force Dagger, our guys actually did a terrestrial dig where they were working on a bomber in Germany. So anyway, so it's kind of it's a three-pronged thing. It's the Task Force Dagger, you know, divers that we taught, the East Carolina archaeology folks, and of course the government, DPAA. This is all kind of a one, we're all together in this. And so anyway, the second year we went back, we started excavating the Hellcat wreck, where we lay down the grid. And it's a big operation, man. We're dredging underwater, right? And then on top that, we lift those bags up to this barge, and then we're sifting it. And like I said, archaeology is, it's not Indiana Jones as much as I wish it was. It's a lot of hard work and drudgery. And then anything that was potentially human remains or, you know, organic, something, you know, you can't really tell, it's got to get sent back to the government. And then the last day of that excavation, we found the seat of the aircraft buried upside down. We're like, you got to be kidding me, last dang day. So we have to close the site. Every time we leave that site till we come back, we have to fill it back in. And it's, that way it's, but we still, there's a couple of metal rods in the ground as like sort of baseline, so we can reopen the dig.
Terry, anyway, hold on 1 second. Hold on. Let me interrupt here real quick. Why do you ever have to close the site and come back? Actually, you know what? I'm going to go to a quick commercial break here, and then I'm going to come back. And again, we're speaking with Terry Shepard, ex-special force, a legend, actually, in the Green Beret community, host of Hollywood Weapons, and does several other things, talking about being in Saipan, recovering the remains of one of our fallen warriors. And this is a very different interview than I normally do on the show. I don't even have guests on most of the time, but we're going to let him take as much time as he needs to talk about this and why it's important. So we will be right back with that. Before we get to that, You ever been ripped off? I've been ripped off, sadly, and I know it's the worst feeling in the world when you've been ripped off. You feel like an idiot. And if you're sitting in a timeshare right now and you want out of it, you probably feel dumb. I hear that a lot. I feel dumb. I can't believe I didn't read the fine print. Don't feel dumb. That's the norm. And the timeshare industry, they get you in and then they lock you in pretty much for life, and you pay annual fees and special assessments until you're flat, broken, busted for timeshares you don't even use anymore. If that sounds familiar to you, if that's your situation, get a hold of Lone Star Transfer. It's a family-owned company, not a bunch of scam artists. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. They guarantee the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. Give them a call. The no-obligation consultation is free. Free. 844-310-2646. 844-310-2646 or LoneStarTransfer.com.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't forget, tomorrow is Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions in. Ask me anything to Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Going back to my friend Terry Shepard, host of Hollywood Weapons, also part of Task Force Dagger. They go, on top of all everything else they do, they go bring the remains of our guys home. And that has been something that has always bothered me. I understand the necessity of it. I understand that's just the way combat goes sometimes. I mean, not to get too crude, sometimes there's nothing left to find. But I don't like it that our guys sign up and go fight somewhere else and have to stay there. I think everybody should come home. So Terry Shepard went to a place, a battle I find endlessly fascinating, Saipan. And Terry, continue to take it away. You went over there. You found a buried Hellcat. What's going on?
Yes. And by the way, Saipan, it's, I know you know about this. You know, the Pacific especially was such a huge battleground for the Marines. But, you know, Saipan was the biggest tank battle of the Pacific. They knew Saipan, you know, the Northern Marianas Islands, Saipan, Tinian, Rota, and Guam, of course, is a bigger one. But the Japanese knew if we took Saipan that they were in trouble, because then we'd have a really like a straight shot to bomb them. I mean, we were bombing them already, but this would have been worse. And so they threw everything at us. And even the Japanese civilians there were throwing themselves and their children off of these cliffs. They're called Banzai Cliffs, because they had heard all these awful things about the Americans. And the Americans are down there in the boat at the bottom of the cliff going, "Don't, we're not going to hurt you." And it was like even the boats that were trying to go rescue people were just chopping up bodies. And so it was just a horrendous battle. And, you know, we actually have also toured this local guy there, amazing guy, who actually showed us a lot of these different tunnels and bunker complexes that were dug by the Japanese. You still find artifacts there. Not too many years ago, they found a skeleton of a Japanese soldier. So people can't really, it's hard for people to get their head around how savage the Pacific was. But anyway, So that first year we found the wreck site, and then the second year we started excavating it. Now we have obviously something like this is very carefully protected by the government as far as like, you know, releasing names, and you don't want to, you know, get a family, you know, sort of expectations and all of a sudden nothing happens. So, but we know we were given by the government, we were given the bio of the pilot. I know his name. I know who he was. And it's really... Oh. It really means something to you when you do this. And like I said, man, this last time we were there, we went back to the site and started excavating sort of based on what the wreckage pattern had found, and the fact that we found the seat, you know, at the end of the second year. We started, you know, dredging and sifting. And, you know, there's definitely we found, potential evidence, right? So anything that might look like a piece of bone or something like that, you know, that gets packaged up and it's going to get sent back to the forensic lab in Hawaii. But also evidence could also include, really, the way DPAA looks at it, the Defense POW Accounting, MIA POW Accounting Agency, evidence also something that the pilot wore, so a personal item, you know, and we have found things like that. We found things that the pilot would have had on him. So that, again, you're underwater, man, and it's a shallow wreck, man. It's 28 feet deep, and if you know anything about diving, 33 feet is one atmosphere. So there's really no there's no decompression sort of considerations. The only thing, basically how fast can you blow through your tank while you're working? And we're working. The guys are working underwater.
Yeah, and I know you can blow fast.
As soon as I said that, I knew you were going to do it.
What?
So
sorry. Anyway, continue, please.
I come on, dude. That was low hanging fruit. But anyway, yeah. So we were working our butts off, and we found a lot of potential evidence, which has been sent back to the government. Now, obviously, here's something interesting, man. The first time we started excavating it, it was weird because we were finding whole, 50 caliber rounds in the casings, but we're also finding casings, 50 caliber casings, with no bullet in them, with no primer strike. So I was like,
hold on, Terry. Hold on. Explain for the civilian types. What does that mean?
Right. So when you see a bullet, right? There's a bullet is the round. The bullet is the projectile that you shoot at people. It's in a casing, like a brass casing, which has the gunpowder charge and the primer. So when the firing pin of the gun strikes that primer, it actually ignites the powder, and basically guns work because gunpowder expands rapidly. That's what it is. And that expansion of the gas is what throws the projectile out of the gun. And then, the shell, the casing is ejected. But we were finding casings that hadn't been struck by a primer, but there was no bullet in them. And we were asking, we had a guy come down, Gentry. He was he's a fighter pilot, and he was also happened to be a crash site forensic investigator, and he was in charge of Guam. He was running that station. He came down and dove with us, and he actually said, he goes, the reason you're finding that is when that plane hit the water, it was traveling so fast and hit the water so hard that kinetic energy decoupled the bullet. The bullet came out of the casing without even being shot. That's how hard he hit the water. And that's why, you're not going to find a contiguous skeleton. It's just not possible because it completely got shredded. And a lot of the wreckage we found was burned. So he was burning when he was coming in. And again, man, you think about this stuff. There wasn't a dry eye there. Even underwater at one point, you almost feel like you're going to cry underwater because you're like, this is where he is, man. And so we're continuing to work on it. The stuff's been sent to the government. There's two other planes we found in Saipan that we could go on. And also a lot of us in the dive team are also technical divers. So we use closed circuit rebreathers to do deep water wreck penetration. And so some of the targets, it looks like we're even going to be tasked to do potentially are like, in New Guinea, there's a bomber off the coast of Italy that they want us to take a look at. And the rebreather stuff is good for deep dives because you can stay down there a while and work. Some of these wrecks you can get to with regular scuba gear, but you're not going to be down there very long without dealing with all sorts of decompression problems. We still have to do decompression with a rebreather, but we can stay underwater for a long time. So the future is quite busy for what we're doing. And so when you look at this, it sort of just looks like, a remains recovery thing, and that's great. But the big thing for us, man, is that it's a rehabilitation project because the goal has always been not only to teach guys to dive and get them plugged in, but we give guys a reason to wake up in the morning. So, and you know this, dude. You are in the game, and a lot of people.
Terry.
Some of the hardest. Yeah.
Hey, can I keep you on for one more quick one? I'm up against a hard break because it's the end of the hour here.
I'll stay on as long as you want, bro.
Good.
I don't want to monopolize your show, but I'm here as long as you can.
No, for once, I actually am not in love with the sound of my own voice. This is important. Bringing our guys home is important. Therapy for the guys who are still here with us is important. So this stuff is important. We will be right back to finish this up with Terry Shepard about his dive, about bringing remains home. Just hang on one sec. In an era of escalating social unrest and rising crime rates, safeguarding our families has never been more critical. Introducing the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Launcher. Byrna offers a safer, sensible alternative that can save lives on both ends, protecting the user and delivering formidable stopping power to deter aggressors. Legal in all 50 states with no background checks or permits required. And it's shipped directly to your door. Visit Byrna.com/Jesse to get 10% off your purchase.
I'm Joe Gatto.
I'm Steve Byrne.
We are Two Cool Moms.
We certainly are.
And guess where we could find us now?
Oh, I don't know. The iHeart Podcast Network?
That's right. We're an official iHeart podcast, and I'm super excited about it.
I am too. I thought Two Cool Moms was such a fun podcast, but now it's even more funner and cooler and heartier.
That's right. It's more iHeartier.
I knew it. Check your heart rate. We're here at iHeart.
Yeah, you can find us wherever you listen to your podcasts or on the iHeart Radio app.
We think of Franklin as the doddering dude flying a kite in the rain.
Benjamin Franklin is our subject for a new season with Walter Isaacson.
He's the most successful self-made business person in America.
A printer, a scientist, founding father, but maybe not the guy we think we know.
Franklin casts his lot on the side of revolution, and it's another thing that splits the family apart.
Listen to On Benjamin Franklin with Walter Isaacson on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, this is Jimmy O'Brien from John Boy Media. I want to quickly tell you about my podcast. It's called Jimmy's Three Things. Episodes come out every Tuesday, and for 30 minutes, I dive into three stories in Major League Baseball that I want to talk about, or I do a stat deep dive. Sometimes I create my own stats. It gets weird. It's now your go-to podcast for staying up to date and in the weeds with Major League Baseball. No topic is off limits or too small. Bad umpires, great pitcher-catcher duos, new rules, old rules, three things that I want to talk about. Listen to Jimmy's Three Things on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.